little bit of technical difficulty here. Hang in there, and we will get this rolling again. Stay tuned.
Listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM on terrestrial radio and live streaming to the world at www.wbai.org. This is Afrobeat Radio, and I'm Akenna Magaji. My co-host, Wui Jacobs, hosts the second hour of the show. Afrobeat Radio is the only program on WBAI which focuses on the music of the African continent and the African world. The program is broadcast every Wednesday from 10 p.m. to midnight. So, without any further delay, let's get on with the show. African music lovers, welcome to yet another broadcast of Afrobeat Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM and live streaming to the world at www.wbai.org. And we started today's show with someone who is having a happy birthday in heaven. Happy birthday to the late, great Khaira Arbi. And we played Gumu from a live recording. I didn't know that it was the concert was being recorded as it happened, and that it would later, the recording would later be made into a CD release. But this concert was in 2011. I was there, and I might have been. If you hear some exhortations of bravo, bravo during the entire CD, it might have been me. But you just heard Khaira Arbi singing Gumu in a very lively and vibrant voice. Can't believe she's gone, but she was a brave woman and a great artist, and we're happy to have the legacy of her great talents on CD and vinyl, so we can play forever. Gumu from Khaira Arbi is how we started the show today, and we'll continue with some more great African music. And the next song, the first song in the next set, is Inkingangu 7 Rand. The problem is 7 Rand. This is music from South Africa, from Bekumuzi Lutuli. Enjoy.
Was uns in dem Zelt und dann Ya nunca tendría calda, ya está en el humito. Espérame el pura. Cuscuz está rabidado, con fango ya fazedo. Abo tudo estrelado, bora taçando na cafeteira. Hoje é dia de fazer jujum. Culpa da vovó, é muito fatura. Hoje só carne que encanta comer. Porta aberta, o meu saro, batulho, quem que crê? Que é de vida de tenterê. 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 Biribiro, 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 biribiro. Rosto de arunha é muito fartura. Testa de alimia, tesouros de abaixo. Comora de ouro e sombra, baixo pele e espinheira. Sentir um tan cansado, sem ser endo cuscuz comer. Hoje só carne que encanta comer. Porta aberta, um gostar para tudo quem que crê.
Malo, descarado, bandolero y brujo. Todo lo malo tú lo tienes. que me diste, todos tenemos un juicio final.
You're still listening to Afrobeat Radio on WBAI. This is the first hour of Afrobeat Radio, and at the 11 o'clock hour, we will be taking over for the second hour. In the last set, you heard three songs. We began with Inkingangu 7 Rand, the Rand being the South African currency. Inkingangu 7 Rand was by Bekumuzi Lutuli. And then after that you heard Bidi Bido from Elida Almeida. She's a former Prix Découvert Radio France International winner. And finally just now you heard Bandolero by Olga Tañón of Puerto Rico. And she says the problem is in English is a pay you money. Love that accent. That's what she says. Bandolero from Olga Tañón. You know, the people of Puerto Rico are suffering again right now as we play music from Puerto Rico. Right now they're suffering from another hurricane. Seems like every 2 or 3 years one hurricane passes through that country and lashes it, as well as Haiti. These two seem to suffer a lot from hurricanes, and we should have the people of Puerto Rico right now in our thoughts. It's very sad what is happening. Every time it happens, people always suffer. There's lots of landslides, people lose their houses, people die, people get injured. But thankfully, Chef Jose Andres is there on the ground again, giving his support to the people of Puerto Rico, as he does all over the world for many different kinds of natural and man-made disasters. All right, the next set begins with Akmien, and this is music from Madingo Afewerki. Enjoy.
Yeah,
And welcome back to the show. You're still listening to Afrobeat Radio on WBAI. I'm Akinna Magaji. And we're still in the first hour of the show. We have one more hour to go. And in that last set, you heard three songs. We began with Akmien from Madingo Afuwerki. And then that was followed by Kontana from Yusundur. And then finally, you heard Shahwa from Hassan Ibasaid. Hassan Ibasaid is from South Morocco, from the Sous Massadra area. And he is a member of the Imazighem people. And that is some music typical of that area. And the next set begins with somebody I saw in concert last year. Or was it this year? I think it was spring of this year. Early spring of this year at Roulette in Brooklyn. And it was Omar Sosa and Sekou Keita. They put on a show with lots of energy and with their full hearts. It was so satisfying to see them in concert. And Omar Sosa is currently playing at Dizzy Coca-Cola Club in the building at Columbus Circle, the same building that houses Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. And so right now we're going to hear something from Omar Sosa and Sekou Keita. The song is Alaleno. Very moving and beautiful song. Check it out.
Por favor. favor, chuva ruim. Não molhe mais o meu amor assim. Por favor, chuva ruim. Não molhe mais o meu amor assim. Chove, chuva. Chove sem parar. Chove, chuva. Que o infinito é puro e belo, inocente como a flor. Por favor, chuva ruim, não molhe mais o meu amor assim. Por favor, chuva ruim, não molhe mais o meu amor assim. Chove, chuva.
Song in that set was music from the great Brazilian artist Jorge Ben, and he sang for us Chove Chuva. I don't know, the translation is kind of tricky, but it, you know, to say it in English is, sounds funny. The rain is raining. So anyway, it's something like that. Chove Chuva, Jorge Ben. And then before him you heard Estin from José Carlos Schwartz. And then we started with Omar Sosa and Sekou Keita, Alla Leno. And yeah, we've come to the end of the first hour, but keep it locked right here to 99.5 FM for more great content coming up in the second hour. I want to let you know that the first hour of Afrobeat Radio has been rebroadcasting in the mornings at 5 a.m. This is a decision by management to try to get different diverse audience and a bigger audience that would let people know that this show is on air on Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight. So having the first hour aired early in the morning might catch a different listenership who might tune in on Wednesday nights from 10 to midnight. So I hope it's working. And also, WBAI always need your financial support to stay on air and keep great, diverse and interesting programming on air. And please, I urge you to go to the website, give to WBAI.org, and that's the numeral 2. So it's give, number 2, WBAI.org. And please make a one-time donation or a recurring donation as a WBAI buddy. And please, if you do, remember to make sure that you make Afrobeat Radio your favorite show that you listen to on WBAI. All right. On the first hour of tonight's show, you heard music from Mali, South Africa, Cabo Verde, Puerto Rico, Ethiopia, Senegal, Mauritania, Guinea-Bissau, and Brazil. Jorge Bang is from Brazil. All right, so keep it locked right here, because coming up next is Wui. Stay tuned for him.
Kone tura che será lá.
Your love and your prayers. Oh, Africa.
Piriti, piri, papilera, ratabato. Piriti, piri, papilera, ratasavana. Piriti, piri, papilera, ratabato. Piriti, piri, papilera, ratasavana. Piriti, piri, papilera, ratabato. Piriti, piri, papilera, ratasavana. Piriti, piri, papilera, ratabato. Piriti, piri, papilera, ratasavana.
Your love and your cares, oh Africa,
how beautiful you are,
how beautiful you are.
Still tuned to WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City, streaming live on the web at www.wbai.org. Good evening and welcome to the second hour of Afrobeat Radio. Afrobeat Radio broadcasts from 10 to midnight Eastern on Wednesdays. Akina Hamagaji was your host for the first hour. I'm sure you had a wonderful time with him. I am Wee Jacobs, host for this hour from 11 to midnight. We opened the second hour with the track titled Desert by Grammy winner, singer-songwriter from Côte d'Ivoire, Dobe Yahore. She plays with the group Na Afriki. Dobe Yahore is followed by Fatoumata Jawara from Mali, although I think she's based in Italy. Anyways, her track is titled Dondu, and it's taken from her album Interine. Zanda Zakuza from Tanzania gives us the track Africa, featuring Mr. 621 DJ, Bravo De Virus, and Falo SA. It's taken from the album Africa. And next, I have three pairs of tickets to give away tonight for the Black Uhuru Golden Jubilee Tour. That takes place on Sunday, October 16, 2022 at the Sunny Hall. The door opens at 6:30. The show time is at 8 p.m. For more information on that show and directions, contact Sunny Hall, 234 West 46th Street, New York, New York, or at 212-997-5123. To try for a pair of tickets, please text your names to 516-218-028. That number again to text your names to get a pair of tickets is 516-218-028-028. And next, for our feature tonight, Dennis Kabato speaks with Erica Elliott of the New York City Parks Department Summer Stage about what's left of summer's music presentation for this year. The interview was recorded yesterday, September 9th, 2022.
Oh, Africa, how beautiful you are. And you tune into Afrobeat Radio. Tonight's feature presentation is Summer Stage 2022. And joining us is Erica Elliott. Erica is the Executive Director of Summer Stage. Hi, Erica.
Hi, thanks so much.
You know, we are very grateful for you taking time out tonight, that you have a huge show, the Willie Nelson and Family Show. So we really appreciate you taking time from that event to speak with us.
Well, no problem. I mean, we have shows nearly every day. Mm-hmm. So there's no night that there is not something exciting happening in the park, but always happy to, you know, be in touch and connect with your listeners.
Well, the last time I saw and spoke with you in person was the 2021 Charlie Parker Jazz Festival at Marcus Garvey Park in Harlem. And this year, the Charlie Parker Jazz Festival was held on August 26th through the 28th. And the question is, can you give us a rundown about this last leg of Summer Stage and how many more shows to go, highlights of the previous shows?
Sure. You know, as a festival, we are a really long festival in that we start in May and have our first shows in June. And then, you know, we go all the way until October with events. So in terms of the season, I mean, it was a phenomenal season. We had an incredible lineup of artists that began in mid-June. Opening night with Herbie Hancock was a highlight, among many, many others, including, as you said, Charlie Parker Jazz, which always happens the weekend around Charlie Parker's birthday, the last weekend of August. This year's lineup was phenomenal, but there is still more to see for folks that didn't get out or want to see some other shows. So as you mentioned tonight, Willie Nelson in Central Park. We have other shows coming up, and I probably would most want to tell your audience about the last free show of the season, which is September 26th, and it's Skip Marley. Bob Marley's grandson, and another artist named Mars, who's a really interesting female hip-hop soul artist. And Manny Wells. So a really interesting lineup of global voices of the next generation, and a free show in September that people can look forward to, among others. I mean, there are other shows as well.
This year was the festival returned to where Charlie Parker used to work and live.
Sure.
How important or significant was that return of the festival to Thompson Park area?
Tompkins Square Park, yes.
Tompkins, yes.
Right. So Charlie Parker's home was right across from the park. And the Charlie Parker Jazz Festival exists because the people in that neighborhood wanted to celebrate that he was local, that was his park, and to celebrate his legacy through live music and performance in that park. So it was really important to get back to that location. That's where it all started. That was his neighborhood as a human being and an artist. And, you know, listen, last year I was grateful that we were able to have anything. You know, being able to produce the festival at all was a gift, given all the uncertainty that we had last year presenting. But getting back to where it all started, to be returning to that park and bringing the festival back to its full 3-day, you know, capacity that we had before the pandemic, as well as celebrating the anniversary of the festival, those were all really important things. And the lineup this year, I mean, I couldn't have been prouder. We really had the best of the best. And to have that for free where it started, it meant a lot to the organization.
And also through observation, me following the festival this couple of years or more, I noticed that this year there are more paid shows, whereas previous year there were less or few.
It's not actually accurate, but no, maybe you were more interested, I hope, in the ticketed shows. We normally have between 20 and 25 ticketed shows every year. And those shows directly go to benefit all of the free shows. So that's how we are able to have all of these free events, not only in Central Park, but at Charlie Parker Jazz Festival outside of Central Park, and the other events that we do across the city. We did not have more than historically we have had. We definitely had more than we had last year, but we also had less free shows last year. You know, through the pandemic, the fact that we were even able to have a season last year was pretty phenomenal. But we typically have about 20, 25 ticketed events, and a really wide range of talent, like you say, from a Willie Nelson to, you know, the hottest up and coming indie rock bands. We've got a group called Camp Tomorrow that's sold out, and Cigarettes After Sex, which is
that was a question out. I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
What is Cigarettes After Sex all about?
Is oh it a my gosh. You know, I actually am not sure if I'm the best to speak on it because I am not deeply familiar. Yeah. What I can tell you is super popular with the kids, sold out, tons of requests from the children of people that I know. So I think I may not be the right audience, but they've got big fans, and exciting for them to be playing in Central Park.
But what is it? Is it a TV screening, movie screening?
Oh, or? No, it's a they're an indie rock, they're a band.
Oh, okay. Cigarettes After Sex. I don't know where this band
is. Great name, right? Yeah, great name.
Well, let me quickly remind our listeners, if you have just joined us, you're tuning to Afrobeat Radio. We broadcast Wednesdays over Pacifica Network Station WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM on your radio dial. On the World Wide Web, the program also streams at www.wbai.org. This is Afrobeat Radio, and we're speaking with Erica Elliott. Erica is the executive director of Summer Stage. And Erica, how long have you been the director of Summer Stage?
A long, long time. I've been with the organization 18 years.
Wow. Yeah,
almost two decades.
Gathering from my friends and colleagues, African in particular, they were impressed this year with Summer Stage by bringing Ghanaian artists such as
Chatta Wale.
Yeah. Well, I always forget his name. What led to the decision of bringing African artists such as Chatta Wale?
I mean, I think the festival has always been in the business of bringing international artists and has always had African artists. But the focus on Ghana, I would say, is partly because of this new and important influence of contemporary African music breaking into the mainstream pop landscape.
Right, right.
So in part as a recognition of that and the interest in that by young people across the board, African or not. But also we have a commitment to bringing artists to the communities where they have a natural audience. And there is a Ghanaian festival and parade in the Bronx.
In the Bronx, yes.
And so we wanted to partner with the festival that already exists and the partner who works there to bring a Ghanaian artist out at Summer Stage in the Bronx. And then as luck would have it, we were also able to bring him to Central Park.
And also, my friends were impressed with the lineup of this year's hip hop festival. Can you remind us the artists that performed this year?
Oh my gosh, it's a lot of artists, I will say.
Different venues, but the main big one that you had every year.
I mean, we always mix it up every year, but I think what you're referring to is we intentionally booked a celebration of hip hop on August 11th in Coney Island,
in
Brooklyn,
with
Ralph McDaniels and Special Ed, and the artists from Duck Down Records, Smith & Wesson. It also, I'm trying to think, it was an incredible lineup of artists. DJ Scratch was the host, and as I said, Ralph McDaniels helped to host and put the date together. So we always, like, it's really important to me to celebrate hip-hop culture being a New York festival, because not only is the genre from this city and birthed in New York City, but a lot of the pioneers and the forefathers who created this music are here in New York, and they're from the boroughs that we present shows. So, you know, we're coming up on hip hop's 50th anniversary, and, you know, we always include hip hop in the lineup for the reasons that I just said, but it was great to be able to do a whole Brooklyn-focused lineup this year in Coney Island.
Before a final question or comment, I was also impressed with the turnout and performance of reggae legend Burning Spear.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it was a paid show, yeah, it was packed. So, Erica, if our listeners, Afrobeat Radio listeners, want to get informed or want more information on the rest of Summer Stage, what leg is this, 75% over or 80%?
I mean, more than that, because really we are a summer festival. The majority of our dates are June, July, August. Now, we do still have shows going on in September and up until early October. So for more information, and I think just generally to keep in the loop of all the things we're doing, social media, so Summer Stage, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook. We're in all the obvious places, even TikTok, but also just on the website, summerstage.org, and people can get calendar updates and sign up for our newsletter there.
Now, is there anything else you want to add or let our listeners know about after 17 years of commitment to culture, bringing a variety of culture, music, dance, all kind of festival to people in New York City?
I think I'm reflective at this moment at our first full season that, you know, arts really do matter. And it was a triumphant comeback for New York City, not just Summer Stage this year, to show that, you know, we are still here. We're strong. We're vibrant. New York City is, you know, changed by what we just went through over the last couple of years. But there is no better city, more dynamic city with more arts and culture and interesting communities. And there's, you know, much more ahead.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Erica, and wish you success on the Willie Nelson and family show. I'm sure you're going to go check it out, right?
Yes, I need to be out the door shortly.
All right. Well, thank you, Erica, for your time.
Yes, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Nice talking with you. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
And that was Dennis Kabato speaking with Erica Elliott of the New York City PAX Department, the Summer Stage, about the rest of summer's schedule for music festivals. And again, quickly, I have three pairs of tickets to give away tonight for the Black Uhuru Golden Jubilee Tour that takes place on Sunday, October 16, 2022 at the Sunny Hall right here in New York City. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. The show time is at 8 p.m. For more information and direction, please contact Sunny Hall at 234 West 46th Street, New York, New York, or you may call them at 212-997-5123. To get a pair of tickets, please text your names to 516-218-0280. That number again to text your names to get a pair of tickets is 516-218-0280. Now to more music, and Jamaican reggae great Beres Hammond give us his track, I Am Alive. Enjoy.
Shout it, go sing it loud. Up in the morning I say my prayer. Thank you, Father, for another day. Let it clear it right away. I'm alive.
I don't serve your friends. Ask me how, I don't know, I ain't no bro. But I'm alive, I'm alive. I see the sun and I see the rain, yes. I feel joy in my Father's name. A tear might fall every now and then. I still give thanks to the full extent, yes, now. Up in the morning I say my prayer. Thank you, Father, for all the day. Let it hear it right away. I'm alive, yes, I'm alive, man. I'm in the back, hope no rain, but here I am. Still your fans, ask me how, I don't know, I ain't no pro. But I'm alive, yes, I'm alive. I can walk without fear or doubt, yeah. Go to sleep with little to worry about. I do know there's danger everywhere, yeah. So I pray, dear Father, always be near. Up in the morning, I say my prayer. Thank you, Father, for another day. Let me declare it right away. I'm alive, yeah. I'm alive, my money in the bank. Hold no rank, but here I am. Still give thanks. Ask me how. I don't know. I ain't no pro. But I'm alive. I would design. No, I will falter, but in time I will grow, I will grow. Can't be too old to be taught. Can't even learn something from the youth. Give a little nod if you know the truth. Hey, hey.
Up in the morning I say my prayer. Thank you, Father, for another day. Let it get it right away. I'm alive, yes, I'm alive. Ask me out, I don't know, I ain't no pro. But I'm alive, yes, yeah. I'm alive, yeah. I'm alive, yeah. Oh God, I'm alive, yeah. Yeah, I'm alive, yeah. Everything's just fine, yes. I'm alive.
People love me. You know, she said I live in luxury. We know all of you, you'll be hungry for this industry. You know, go fish show me nothing. Bring cars, I go bring my thoughties. Oh God, me, I promise, you will be there your day. If you don't know, you for ask, stop rushing. Instinct, you they see it brushing. Oh God, me, I promise, you will be there your day. Sabotage, then try sabotage. I know be your puppy, don't give me God. Agenda, everyday agenda. $5,000 for just my cigar. All of you know be useless. You know get out of it, better change your mattress. Send who you want, send, I go back to them. Check my records, me I know the lose. I know be industry boy. I dey repeat, I know be industry boy. So anything with me I say, I know they watch TV or radio. You know go fi show me nothing. Bring cars, I go bring my thoughties. Oh God, me I promise, you go be the hour of your day. If you don't know, you for ask, stop rushing. This thing to the sea need brushing. Oh God, me I promise, you go be the hour of your day. You know go fi show me nothing. Bring cars, I go bring my thoughties. Oh God, me I promise, you go be the hour of your day.
Frozen thin. When it comes to money, I just concentrate. Make I tell you straight, you are not my mate. If you be commission, I'll be head of state. But my people, them go say, I don't want to buy. I don't want to die. I don't want to pay me. I want to enjoy. I want to apply. I want to buy motor. I want to build house. I still want to know. Tell me, my brother. What you got me? G-Wagon. Oh, the Bentley. Think of them. Ride it with me. I know fit. Die for nothing. My brother.
You're listening to Afrobeat Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City. And I'm your host, Wuyi Jacobs. In the last set, you heard Jamaican reggae great Beres Hammond, and he gave us his track, I Am Alive. Beres Hammond was followed by Shatawale from Ghana. His track was titled On God. And the set ended with Kofi. She gave us the track Ye, which is a cover of Burna Boy's track of the same title, Ye. The next set begins with a track, Picture, and it's by Pinky and Grenade Official from Uganda. And we follow that with Ferre Gola, and he gives us the track titled Ekoye Bana Dedikis. And we end the set with Makazi. The track is titled My Gear, and it features Mr. Brown.
Chinja magia, kate mamunwe na
My last track for you tonight is from Dennis Brown, and it is titled Why Cry. Show for you tonight on Afrobeat Radio. Thank you for staying with us for the last 2 hours. Please remember to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. It is hashtag Afrobeat Radio. That's one word. We'll be back same time next week, 10 p.m. Eastern to midnight. I'm Wee Jacobs. Good night and be well. The Black Seinfeld is next. Stay tuned.
Godi.
I'm Maliki Godi.
I'm King Godi.
We're from Uganda, East Africa.
When we're in Pennsylvania, we listen to WBI 99.5 FM.
At home, we listen online at www.wbai.org.
Aka Pennsylvania, I'm a radio WBI 99.5 FM area. Aka Uganda, I'm a area online at www.wbai.org.
Amuki Dile.
WBAI accepts snowmobiles. If you have a snowmobile, we want it. We also want any extra cars, trucks, SUVs, RVs, boats, and more. Any reason is a good reason to give a vehicle to WBAI. Some do it to avoid the hassles of selling. Some like to skip the costs of repairing, while others just enjoy the good feelings of giving back to their community. But no matter your reason, donating a vehicle to WBAI is a great idea. And it's easy. Here's how it works. Simply call 866-WBAI-CAR. That's 866-922-4227. Or give online at WBAI.org/donate-your-car. Our vehicle donor support team will arrange your free pickup. When the driver arrives to tow away your great gift, you'll receive a donation receipt. Vehicle donations have the potential to drive hundreds and sometimes even thousands of dollars to WBAI. Call 866-WBAI-CAR or visit WBAI.org/donateyourcar.
Greetings and salutations. This is Giovanni Anglin.
And I'm Bastian Nissa. Along with intern Mike, you can catch us live on Thursday from midnight to 2 a.m.
You know what, Bash? Our tagline is that this is the show about nothing, but it's more than that, right?
That's true. Our conversations could be political, but also comical. We're really just giving our point of view on how we see the world and how it affects us today.
So join us Thursdays at midnight, BAI listeners, only on 99.5 FM WB.